Hi, I'm Jasmine Hemsley and welcome to Bites of Nature. This is a new series where I will explore how you can use the nature that surrounds you and different natural landscapes and settings to improve your mood, creativity and well-being wherever you are. I've teamed up with new vegan snacking brand Zenby Bites to draw on cutting-edge science and speak to some fascinating people that spend their time in nature. So join me, James Wong, AJ Odudu, Kim Hartwell, and more as we show how even bite-sized moments of nature can have a massive impact. Okay, welcome to our waterfalls episode. Contrary to what TLC told us, we're all about chasing those waterfalls. I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by outdoor enthusiast and a good friend of mine, Richie Bostock, aka The Breath Guy. Welcome, Richie, and thanks for joining me.
Jazzy, it's so nice to see you.
So good to see you.
So, Richie, today I wanted to talk to you about waterfalls. And funny enough, the research by Goldsmiths University for Zenby looked at how different natural environments compare to our urban settings in terms of boosting positive mood and well-being and reducing negative mood states, and whether or not specific moods were associated with different natural environments. With waterfalls, people were significantly more determined after watching waterfall scenes compared to people watching urban videos.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And to me, it makes more total determined. Sense, because if you think about what a waterfall actually is and the experience of being close to one, you know, it is that, it's that power, you know,
yeah.
It's that crashing of water on water that generates, you know, drama, right? And I think, you know, that movement, that drama can almost, you know, inspire people and
propel you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't help but feel like you are in movement, right?
And then this one, which I can really see, is that people said they felt more creative after seeing waterfalls, with a huge 73% of the studies participants reporting this. I can really see that. I can feel you feeling creative because, I mean, when you are immersed in nature and those sounds and that power of a waterfall, I can feel that pushing you on. And I have to say, I'm pretty obsessed with waterfalls. I haven't seen that many, but I'm drawn to them. I think that they have this kind of magic about them in the same way that a rainbow does. You know, you kind of, from an early age, you hear of waterfalls and rainbows, even when you haven't seen one, and you know they're just absolutely magic. There's something so mesmerizing about them. And yeah, and as I said, I think it's spot on that it really helps with people's creativity too, especially when so many creative industries are in offices and cities looking at grey walls. Imagine what would happen to our creativity output if people were exposed to nature more.
I mean, so much. And, you know, if we, you know, talk about energy centers as well, you know, the creative energy center is a water sign. And so if you combine that water element with movement, I mean, I feel like creativity, inspiration is bound to happen. And so you're right. I think maybe every single office needs to have some little water feature inside, right?
Yeah, intuitively, it makes sense. And of course, waterfalls, you know, some of us might have conjured up immediately this huge crashing waterfall, or maybe, you know, a water slide or at a theme park or something, that big roar and that big crash. But obviously there are different levels, and you can have a trickling waterfall. You can have, you know, as soon as you talked about, you know, ancient cultures and how we can bring this into our space, and you think about the little Zen water features, just trickling water, super, super soothing. So there are many levels that a waterfall can inspire you and make you feel. What's your favorite? Do you like, I think I know what you're going to say. Do you like the roar of the big powerful ones that you have to go trekking to find? Or do you like the little kind of, you know, sleepy, soothing trickle of a pond?
I like ones that you can actually sit under. So it has to be that balance of roaring, but not so roaring that it's going to pummel you underwater. Yeah. No, it's, well, here's the thing, you know, if I had to say what is my absolute favorite waterfall, I would have to say it's my shower.
Ah,
because my shower is where I often have the best ideas. I don't know about you, but
yeah.
I like to just, you know, just stand in there for a little while and just kind of ponder things. And when I was younger, I, you know, sorry to drought stricken Australia in the early 2000s, but I would just sit in the shower for like 20 minutes and just, you know, just sit and imagine, you know, different ideas, different worlds and all these things. For me, it's sitting under running water, whether it's a, you know, a bigger waterfall or something as simple as a shower every day, for me is incredibly relaxing and also inspiring.
Funny you should say that. Yep, the shower works for me too. I'm definitely a shower over a bath person. So that's good, because not everybody can, you know, trek and find the amazing waterfalls of the world. We've got the shower. We've got, we can listen to, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a pond, you'll have a little waterfall feature. I have actually in my pond a solar paneled floating device. And when the sun hits it, I get a little waterfall.
Really?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And when the sun goes behind a cloud, or say behind a tree, the waterfall goes
so a little bit tougher in England, right?
Yeah. It's good in the summer. It is good in the summer.
Well, actually, I'm literally moving house today, and my new place, it backs onto a little river. I guess you'd almost call it more like a creek, but technically it is a river. Mm-hmm. It's quite shallow, but you know, it does have, you know, further up that, you know, like the babbling kind of brook thing where you know, you just see the water just kind of running along the stones there, and I can see myself sitting there a lot, maybe in the water as well, just lying in there and just letting the water wash over me.
I tell you what we need more beavers in Britain, that native creature that would build dams, and then we'll have some more waterfalls going on.
Yes, exactly.
So we've talked about water and the power of water, but what do you like to eat? What's your go-to when you need a snack, or how do you make sure with your busy schedule that you are eating as naturally as possible?
You know, I would say that I don't have a very strict diet one way or the other, but my general rule of thumb is always the closer straight from the ground, the better.
Yeah.
So when it comes to if I have a choice between, let's say, a sandwich or some nuts, for example, mm-hmm. I always go for the nuts, because it's, you know, it's straight from the ground. It's less processed. It's taken less steps to get to my mouth, and therefore retains more of the nutrients, I believe. Which kinds of foods has also been exposed to the most sunlight?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of interesting thought around how food, whether it's various plants that absorb energy from the sun, can also then be transferred to yourself. So slightly different way of thinking about things, but it's an interesting one.
That's a good tip, really, because, you know, we, especially living in the UK, don't get as much sun as we want to, especially as we move into the colder weather here. If you don't get outside before four, you've missed the boat completely. So given the current climate, I love that during lockdown, your breathwork offering has been available to so many people. You know, we get a chance to walk outside, but not everybody has access within 5, 10, 20 minutes to a park or to a green or anything like that. And I think what we've been able to learn from you is how vitally important breathwork is, and not just the everyday thing that we do automatically, but actually a technique to change our state, change our energy state. So could you tell me a bit more about that and how that reduces stress and anxiety?
Oh, of course. And you're so right. I think many people, when they think about breathing, they might say, well, what's the big deal? Don't I just do it? Why would I ever need to focus on my breath? And yet, you know, we go back to ancient cultures. You look back at almost every ancient culture had some form of breathing practice. And for some reason in the West, it got swept under the rug and just, you know, assumed as this thing that just happens and you don't really need to think about it. Yet as we do more research, now we understand that the way that we breathe truly affects every single system and every single function in the body. It's very unique in that way that, sure, it does happen 100% unconsciously when we don't need to think about it, but it is also the only function that happens unconsciously like that, that we also have complete control over. And it's what makes it so unique. It's this gateway to be able to go into the parts of ourselves and all the different systems within us that happen without us thinking, and to be able to influence what happens, whether it's your endocrine system, like your hormones, your nervous system, your cardiovascular system, your digestive system. We can affect all these things by the way that we breathe. And all it takes is a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of practice, and all of a sudden you have this tool that you can use to affect you in a very, very significant way. So in a time of great uncertainty, where everyone's stress levels are through the roof, you can use the breath in certain ways to be able to down-regulate that stress, to down-regulate your nervous system, and to bring you back into a place of peace and calm. And it's not something that you have to be a, you know, dedicated yogi or a experienced meditator. You don't even need to be vegan. You know, you can, anyone can breathe in a certain way. It's almost like a formula. You follow the formula and you will experience some sort of change.
Amazing. And it is available to all of us. It's just acquiring the knowledge as to how to do it and when to use it. Okay, so let's try some breath work, hey?
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
This podcast is brought to you by Zen Bee, the plant-powered lifestyle brand offering a range of tasty snacks made using as much of the whole vegetable as possible, including parts often discarded. Try the new Veggie Bites, available in 5 unique flavours, featuring an enticing blend of fruits, nuts and spices. Discover more about these organic, vegan, gluten-free snacks that are delivered to your door by visiting www.zenbee.co.uk.
I'm so happy that I got chosen for the waterfall theme because, you know, there is a, in some ways, you know, the breath can mimic water in lots of different techniques and different ways that you can use it. And one of the absolute favorite techniques that I have, which is so good for a physical, mental, emotional reset, is something that we do all the time. Most of the time, we don't know that we're doing it. And it's something called a sigh. Now, actually, exactly. And think about the times when we sigh. You know, perhaps it might be you've had a long day at work, you come home, you flop down on the couch, and you, oh, okay, day is done. It marks the end of something and it marks the start of something new. It's a very real reset mechanism that we have mentally and emotionally, but what they've found is it acts as a physical reset as well, where it actually resets the environment in your lungs. What we can do is we can start to use a sigh on purpose to create that sense of relief, to create that sense of reset. Another thing we can do on top of that is actually add a visualization to it as well. And this is where we're going to visualize the crashing down of a waterfall. So on the inhale, what we're going to do together is we're going to inhale through our nose nice and slow. And when you do that, I want you to imagine that you are drawing water up through your body like you're sucking through a straw. So you're inhaling and you can imagine that water is going up your spine nice and slowly until you get to the top of the inhale, which will then coincide with the reaching the crown of your head with your visualization. And then on the sigh out through the exhale, imagine that you are crashing down. And letting that water fall out of you and crash down to the ground like a waterfall. So it'll go something like this. Nice long inhale in. All the way up to the top and then. And imagine that there's water just falling out of you, crashing back to the ground, grounding you completely, letting gravity do all the work. And we're going to repeat this over and over again. So why don't we start? I invite you now to just relax and exhale out and perhaps close your eyes and slowly place your attention on the base of your spine and start to inhale gently. And as you inhale, take your awareness up your body. Imagine that you're filling yourself up with water, going up all the way till you reach the top of the inhale and the crown of the head, and then sigh out through the mouth and feel that water just flow out the top of you and just crash back down to earth. And repeat it again. Nice, long, deep inhale in. following and slowly that you're with your awareness, that filling up of water inside of your body till you get to the top of the head, and then just allow it to overflow and crash back down to earth. And continue to do this now. So long inhales in, sighing out through the mouth, and just letting it all come back downwards. And with that exhale, as you continue to breathe, start to attach some intention to really let go. So with every exhale, imagine that you are letting go of another muscle, letting go of another bit of tension. Maybe you want to add some movement to it. You can, as you inhale, start to slowly bring your shoulders up towards your ears, and on the exhale, just let them drop and fall back down into place. You can think about letting go of your spine, letting go of your stomach, your back, your shoulders, your neck. With every exhale, just becoming a little more floppy, becoming a little softer, becoming a little more delicate. With every exhale, just letting go. It's really quite simple. It's using this natural reflex that we already have inside of us to make some real changes to what is happening physically, mentally, emotionally. This is called breathing with purpose. Using the breath, this tool that we all have that Mother Nature intended for us to use to create many, many different benefits in our life. So on the next exhale, maybe even bring to your mind a thought that you might be ruminating on that you know that you don't really need to think about right now. Maybe it's something that happened in the past that you can't stop thinking about. Maybe it's something in the future that you're worrying about. Maybe think about on the next exhale, just letting that drop out of you, fall out of you, let it go, drop the bags. You can even think of using this water as you exhale and as it overflows out of the top of your head as a cleaning or cleansing water. So as it falls out of you, it's washing you away of all tension, any stress, any feelings of worry or anxiety. If you are thinking thoughts every day, thinking about the past or the future, of things that maybe are disturbing you, making you feel bad in some way, well, then you're in a very real way programming the water in your body to not perhaps be as serving as it could be. So it's useful every day to start to think about, well, what are the things that I would want to program my water with? Do I want to program it with love and with joy and feelings of kindness and compassion? Do I want to bring in more gratitude? How do I want to vibrate? How do I want to resonate? Do I want my water to be dull and murky, or do I want it to shine and glisten like a beautiful crystal or gem? And the beautiful thing as human beings is that we have this big prefrontal cortex, which means that we get to decide. We don't need to react to everything that's happening around us. We simply get to decide. So with the next couple of breaths now, and these will be the last few, just breathe in as you fill yourself up with this water. What do you want this water to represent for you? More peace, more calm, more love, more joy. Whatever feels right for you. Fill yourself up with that feeling. Start to tell your water how you want it to be coded, how you want it to crystallize in your body. Long inhales through the nose, filling yourself up to the crown of your head, sighing out and letting it overflow, drawing you back down towards the ground. Last few now, so make them count.
Ah.
And maybe for the last one together, let's do it together. So I invite you now to just exhale out. And together through the nose, let's take a long inhale in. Sigh it out. Maybe just keeping the eyes closed for a moment and just seeing if you feel anything different in your body. Maybe you feel a little bit buzzy, maybe feeling slightly lightheaded. That's okay. That's just because we've been breathing more than our metabolic demands require, but it's perfectly safe to feel a little bit buzzy or a little bit lightheaded. Don't worry, any physical feeling or sensation will come back to normal in a few moments, but that nice feeling that you've created for yourself, that remains for the rest of the day, into the rest of the week, and if you would like it to, the rest of your life. So maybe just wiggling the fingers and toes, just bringing some life into the body, maybe just moving your shoulders, your neck, and when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and come back to the world of the senses.
Ah. Everything feels brand new again.
It's a very real reset. We call it a sigh of relief for a reason.
Oh, that was great. I loved it. All right, Richie, I'm going to let you go. But just to end, what would be your one bite-sized moment of nature that you carry around with you all the time? Maybe a vision, a tip? There's that sigh.
Yeah. When you do get to go out into nature, and it doesn't matter if it is, you know, a field, a beach, or a waterfall, a forest, or just a park somewhere in the middle of a city. Maybe it's sitting in your flat and just looking at one of your plants. Really take the time to be present with it and to almost see it through childlike eyes again. When you're a kid and you go into the backyard and you look at things and you don't necessarily label them straight away as, oh, this is that type of bug and this is what it might do and it's dangerous. Or, oh, this is this kind of plant. And you just see it for what it is rather than trying to create some sort of meaning. We're really good at creating meaning in things. But a beautiful practice and a beautiful tip is to, wherever you are, especially in nature, is to just see things for what they are rather than what they mean. It really creates space for your brain to be able to let go and to be able to take a moment of peace and to relax. So if you're in nature and you're looking at a tree, don't say, oh, look, it's an oak tree. Look at the tree and say, wow, look at the bark, look at the grains, look at the leaves. That's an interesting shape. Look at the color, you know, and just become absorbed with the detail, which really is going to bring you back into pure presence.
So allow yourself to be fascinated by it as if it's all brand new.
Exactly.
Just like the moment we created just now.
Yes.
Oh, Richie, always so lovely talking to you.
I know. It's so lovely.
And thank you so much for joining me on this podcast and sharing your insights into nature, that beautiful breathwork, meditation, and your top tips. Thank you.